talked about consistency and personalisation. Choice and quality was a topic we discussed. Data protection and the knock-on effect to security. We talked about the principle of having a consistent tone of voice. So that was a real usability principle, because we talked about all sorts of things that perhaps weren't usability principles. We talked about how to fall into and avoid silo thinking, local and national themes, and whether or not government has a competitor, which makes it very different to the private sector. And we talked about growing trust, crowdsourcing, and other such interesting topics. If anybody feels like they want to speak on one there, feel free.
Well, we kind of spent a quarter of an hour going, these things were really interesting tensions, and we realised we just identified the problems, but phrased them in a slightly different way again. So we thought we'd try and focus on the three things which were closer to a way forward.
Yeah, we had a go at the hows, didn't we, as well? So you asked me about, you both asked me about whether or not we had case studies in DirectGov that proved the point about why you'd want to do this. And I was going to mention that to you, Harry, when you shouted out your comment. So we are lucky enough to have a couple of good case studies, examples of when you don't do it a certain way, bad things happen, and then when you do it this way, the numbers shoot up. There's no more powerful thing than that you can have. You can have the best set of standards written, beautifully designed, but if you've got a good, solid case study, then things start to change. We've noticed that in DirectGov.
What are those case studies?
I was about to ask that. Are we... Are DWP sharing those case studies?
There we go. They are being shared with on the channel strategy work and the smarter government at the moment.
It broadly, without, if I think they are. I think they will be available. But broadly, it was basically looking at how many people could get through a service just before it was about to go live, which was very low, maybe 1 or 2%, I think, were the numbers. Then we applied some user-centred design principles to it, redesigned it from the bottom up, and got the numbers up to around 60-70%. Doesn't look particularly fancy, wouldn't stand out in anybody's design portfolio, but people get through it. So we talked about obviously having a set of standards that people could use. Whose standards? That don't ask me the question of whose standards they are, because that's just a horrible question to ask and I'll avoid it. But having some government standards, and I know there are some out there, they're very useful.
I'm not so sure, but they're all useful. Having spent the best part of the last 2 months reading through the COI standards for public sector websites, and the sheer amount of paper they seem to require being produced, I'm not entirely sure this. Some of the standards that are already there are of any use at all.
Okay.
So the door opened, I thought that might be Alex walking in.
Sadly. In true
timing would just have been too good.
In true Paul Clark fashion, I'll take that on board and I'll move on to the next point.
We did talk about that, because we talked about trying to kind of get beyond the idea of just standards, to which standards were core and which standards really could be replicated and applied across the patch, and in which places they should be applied. And actually, for me, that kind of is about not just national but local and third sector and private sector if it's in this terrain, because these are a set of things which, if you're going user focused, you have to look at from a user's point of view. But if there's lots of stuff in there that isn't core, then it shouldn't be this. It's about making the standards better and more usable and more core, I think.
What do other service designers think about standards? Do they get in the way? Do they just give you more and more piles of motion trip up? Surely the good stuff just works. Do you really need all this effort on standards? What do small, agile innovators think, Harry?
Some standards are useful. some standards are a pain in the balls.
You need to get to a sheet of A4.
One sheet of A4. This is an interesting message, because if this does emerge as a principle that people here think is good, be careful with what you wish for. You want lots of standards, or you want robust standards, firm standards, rigid standards, inflexible standards?
I think you need flexible standards, exactly it, right? I mean, people have been banging on about writing valid HTML for months, and they're all right, and you should do it, but ultimately, if you want to do something, and the quality of your user experience revolves around using or not using a font tag, then for God's sake, use it. You need to